Health officials are facing exceptional problems during these current power outages. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Thursday, October 29th, 2020. I'll have that, plus the Cherokee Nation makes it easier to test for the coronavirus, and early in-person voting starts today. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Whether you listen for just a few minutes or all day, you know KOSU and NPR are worthy of your financial support. Become a member today. Donate at kosu.org.
The abnormally early ice storm is creating unique hardships for the state's health care providers. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports.
Ice storms might be rare, but Dr. Stephen Crawford says their damage looks like that of a hurricane. In both ice storms and hurricanes, doctors' offices have to find replacements for phone services and for their prescription monitoring services. Hospital emergency rooms also tend to see patients who have electronic medical devices, like respirators, they can't use without power. There are critical resources hospitals can't replace, like access to electronic medical records.
If you don't have power, you don't have the ability to know what they're on or other issues.
Generators are critical because of processes that can't go out. The lab has to maintain conditions like humidity for its results to be accurate. Angie Batten is the CEO of the Pushmataha Family Medical Center in Clayton. Federally qualified health centers, like the ones she runs, help administer the state's Vaccines for Children program.
We have refrigerators and freezers that they have to stay in, and they have to be running all the time. If they get too hot or too cold, either way, it can mess the vaccines up.
She said their generator can work for up to 12 hours, but after that, they have to find somewhere else to take and store their vaccines. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Oklahoma City is getting ready to pick up debris from the ice storms. The Oklahoman reports residential customers are being asked to pile their debris at curbsides so crews can remove it. The city is asking you to cut the debris piles into 10-foot sections and keep them away from poles, structures, and mailboxes. Debris collection will be free, but will likely involve multiple neighborhood sweeps over the next few months. 13 new deaths from COVID-19 bring the state's total to 1,286. 11 of the deaths were Oklahomans 65 years or older, while 2 were in the 50 to 64 age group. The health department reports more than 700 new positive tests for the virus and more than 15,000 active cases in the state. Oklahoma County has the most active cases with nearly 3,000, followed by Tulsa County with more than 2,100 and Cleveland County at around 1,000. Cherokee Nation received 6,000 rapid tests for COVID-19 from the Indian Health Service. KOSU's Allison Herrera reports.
The new test developed by Abbott BinaxNOW can give positive or negative results in as little as 15 minutes and can be done without a laboratory. Health officials with Cherokee Nation say this new testing technology will allow for limited in-person learning at the Sequoia schools and prevent outbreaks among elders and others more vulnerable to catching the virus. Abbott BinaxNOW is antigen-based. That's a less accurate method of testing than PCR tests, but federal health officials say it's an important tool to curbing the spread of COVID-19. Brian Hale is with Cherokee Nation Health Services. He says it's part of the effort to keep people safe.
But we believe that as we expand our testing into more and more areas and have more people trained on how to use these tests, that will have usage to support additional allocations of the BinaxNOW test.
As of Tuesday, Cherokee Nation health officials reported more than 3,100 cases of COVID-19. I'm Allison Herrera.
In-person early voting in Oklahoma begins today and runs through Saturday. Polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and tomorrow, and from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. State Election Board Secretary Paul Zierich says people need to go to the early voting site in the county where they are registered to vote.
That is typically at your county election board office, but I know that some counties will have secondary sites available, and other counties, if they don't believe that their county election board office has sufficient space, they will move it to a different location.
Other early voting locations include Edmond Church of Christ for Oklahoma County, the Stillwater Community Center for Payne County, and One Oak Field in Tulsa County. For the full list of early voting locations across Oklahoma, go to the State Election Board website. Voters must bring valid proof of identification, including a government-issued ID card like a driver's license or the free voter card issued by the election board. And finally, OSU Orchestra's November concert is Tuesday, November 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts in Stillwater. The concert will feature OSU Philharmonic and Symphony strings and will also be available via live stream at ostate.tv. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News every weekday.